Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Number to call up is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air. I got to start off with, like I've been starting off the last couple of weeks with your man Roger Goodell. Because, again, now he's coming out of the, you know, I don't know, he's just coming up with these ideas and I really don't understand what's going on. But I think he's on to something this time. He's talking about doing away with the Pro Bowl. And what the Pro Bowl is, as far as in football, is like an all-star game. And I think that he might be on to something because, first of all, it's kind of anticlimactic. You know what I mean? Usually they have, you know, the Super Bowl, then they have the Pro Bowl. You know, but I think Roger Goodell got a little smart, and now they're having the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl. And so that way, even the players who are playing in the Super Bowl won't get to participate in the Pro Bowl. So a little idea off the top of the dome of the mayor, I just said basically why don't they have it like a maybe like a futures game or something like that for like maybe the first or second year players. And the people that got selected to the Pro Bowl could like be coaches or whatever or advisors or you know what I mean? But I think that's a good idea because I don't think really anybody wants to go to the Pro Bowl. I think that the The only reason they have it is, you know, to kind of help Hawaii out, you know, because they always had the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and that's a good trip to, you know, take at the end of the year. You know, you earned that, and you get to go to Hawaii and all of that. But I just think the thrill is gone. Nobody wants to really hit. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt in the Pro Bowl game, you know what I mean? So I just think that, you know, they should kind of either just kind of like ease out of it or just name a team and leave it at that. You know, because they do the football thing all year round.
You let him know what caller?
But yeah. So that's what's going on right now. You got the mayor in the building, GQ Palace Sports. It's the Tuesday night thing popping off. I said before the season started that I was gonna rock with the Chicago Bears, and I'm liking how they looking for me right now. Yeah. Let me get into my thing. I got Trisha from North Carolina. Trisha, what's going on? Welcome to the bigger show.
Are you serious? You said you repping Chicago Bears?
Hello?
You said you called the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, anyway, so like I was saying, yeah, I was talking about the Bears and how they were going to do good this season, and they're 5-1 right now. So they looking good for me, and they did their thing last night, even though Jay Cutler
got hit by
Ndamukong Suh. That was a leg whip. But Jay Cutler, he rebounded, and, you know, he did his numbers, and the Bears won for me. They're looking pretty good right now, and I'm going to stick by them. They're 5-1 right now, so I like the Bears. But to me, who's having more of a disappointing season, Cam Newton or Matthew Stafford? Matthew Stafford was supposed to be the man this year, and Cam Newton, you know, did his thing and, you know, had everybody on notice last year, but this year he's coming back down to earth. So we're going to get into that. Definitely got to give some props to the probably got a World Series matchup. We got the Detroit Tigers and San Francisco Giants. Game one is tomorrow in San Francisco. Pitchers will be Verlander for the Tigers, and Barry Zito is going to start game one for the Giants. All your baseball fans out there, Ozzie Guillen got fired by the Miami Marlins. That was coming. You knew that was coming. They couldn't wait to get rid of that dude, especially in light of the remarks that he made about Fidel Castro earlier in the season. But Ozzie is, you know, he's always good for, you know, good publicity and press, man. He's on Twitter, and he's just that dude that says what's on his mind. But a lot of times, you know, they won't go for that. But, you know, Ozzie's looking for a job, so if anybody out there want to, you know, hire Ozzie again, you know, check him out. Shout out to the WNBA champions, the Indiana Fever. They did their thing. They beat the Minnesota Lynx, and I was surprised because I thought Minnesota was going to really, you know, go for the repeat. You know what I mean? And I just think that was a little bit deeper than what everybody was saying. Got T from Jersey on the line. Welcome to the bigger show.
Hey.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better and good. So what's going
on? So your mind?
Nothing. I just want to call and give you a shout out.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, the building is kind of a little empty now. We can't have no Eagles talk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, since you're here in the building,
yeah,
represent that.
Happy.
What's going on with your boys and them?
Well, you know, they fired the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Castillo. They fired him last week.
Yeah. So, you know, they saying that, you know, it's more to come. They even, you know, saying, what about Andy Reid? And what about cutting Vic? You know, so I don't know what's going to happen. Like I say, they still going to be my boys regardless.
Mm.
You know, but that last game with our Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one they blew. But I mean,
exactly. What
you gonna do? I mean, I think I told Mike last week that this situation is turning into like what they had with Donovan McNabb. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They, you know,
exactly.
They kind of like they got, you know, hypnotized by the Michael Vick Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? That 1 year big year he had, then all of a sudden everything's coming back to normal now.
Exactly.
You know, now they don't know what to do.
Mean,
and
you know,
go ahead.
Fumbles.
Yeah.
You know, just interceptions. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's just, it's like, you know, hey, I did my best.
Right.
Now I can't do no more.
Right.
You know, so you just have to wait and see what's going to happen, you know. But like I say, they my boys. They going to be my boys regardless.
I hear
Even
you.
If they don't win no more, they still my boys.
Okay, no doubt. That's
you know,
what it is.
But I definitely wanted to call and give you a shout out.
No doubt, no doubt. Respect. Appreciate
yeah.
you.
No
you know
problem.
What I mean? So
no
what's your new situation feeling like over there? You all right? You good?
I'll know tomorrow.
You know tomorrow. I hear that. That's what it is.
I'll know tomorrow, you know. But trust and believe, every week you will begin to call for me.
All right, that's what it is. Appreciate that. You're looking out. That's what it is.
Gotta give that love and support, you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're getting into a thing tonight, man. Just, you know, we're gonna talk a little football, talk a little basketball. I want to get into the boxing that happened over the weekend at the Boston Center, man. It was a very, very interesting card, very good card, a lot of exciting fights. But the only kind of disagreement I had with was the Paulie Malignaggi fight and against Pablo Cesar Cano, or Cano as they were pronouncing it. This seemed like Paulie lost that fight, especially he got dropped in the 11th round. You know what I mean? But, you know, it was a Brooklyn thing, and, you know, they had to represent or whatever. But I'm just going to keep it funky with you. I'm not really feeling Paulie Malignaggi. I never did. You know what I mean? Not from the extensions that he had on him in one of his fights, and they was coming out and you know, trying to do this flashy thing, and he's always getting caught with some straight lefts. You know what I mean? So I don't know, and I just think that, you know, he won that. If it had been anywhere else, he would have lost that fight, and I'll just leave that at that. Go ahead.
This was on HBO?
It was on Showtime, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of good fights. It was you know, the first boxing card that they had in Brooklyn or whatever in like 80 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got Mike from the Bronx on the line. Welcome to the Biggest Show, my dude. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey,
what's
hey.
Happening?
We got Giants
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
Giants win. I hear you.
Yeah, Giants won. Giants won, man. Eli.
What's up, Mike?
Everybody kind of quiet. You understand? I keep doubting my Giants. I keep doubting them. You see? And you know what's bad? Because I missed that game.
Hey, you missed a good one. You missed a good one.
And I just heard about it. And I was like, that's all I need to know.
but seriously, it was a hell of a game. I mean, you know. Y'all came out on top, you know. That's like you say. That's even a better thing. But it was definitely a good game.
Man,
yeah.
Where you at?
I'm right here, man. I'm letting you live, baby. I'm right here.
You know I'm waiting for everybody to call in.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I mean.
You know,
it was once again.
Time,
you know, they had enough time left on the clock for them to, you know, do what they do. You know. And that's a good thing. They're doing it. You got to respect them. You know,
they're handling it.
Like you said, we was talking about the schedule or whatever, and it seems like they handling their business. So as long as they keep on handling their business, they're going to be all right.
They definitely is. They're going to
Yeah, you know,
I
respect that.
Nobody expecting to make it to that Super Bowl, but watch.
Yeah, you know, you still got like a couple months of the season to go through or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the halfway point will be next week, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of see where they at, you know. And 5-2 is a good look right now. 5-2 is definitely a good look for the Giants right now, you know what I'm saying? And they win next week, they'd be 6-2 at the halfway point, kind of like where you expected them to be. But then the schedule's going to get crazy.
I mean, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, they're going to come real close. Mark my words. You know what I mean? But that's how much faith I got on that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to doubt it.
The way they're playing right now, you kind of expect for them to be there and at least make a deep run.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Eli's at the top of his game right now. You know what I mean? You can't tell Eli nothing. You know, nobody's really, you know, giving him his props and things of that nature. But, you know, he's where he need to be. He's at the top of his game. You know?
And that's what's bad, because they're not giving him his props. And that's what's bad. They're not giving it to him.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, they don't have to give him nothing. He takes his, man. You know what I mean? He got two rings to fall back on. He's having a great season. You know what I mean? And that's basically all you could ask at this point, for him to be consistent. You know what I mean? Not make the bad play and things of that nature and exude that confidence when you're on the field and doing your numbers. And then you got the receivers right there that's holding on to the ball and doing their work. You know what I mean? So Victor Cruz is becoming one of those reliable dudes.
Yeah, he is.
You know?
That last play, that was the play. I mean, you know, when he caught it and ran it on in, 70-something yards.
Who was that?
Victor Cruz.
I had missed it.
It was Cruz.
Why are you always missing the Giants game, man?
I didn't always miss the Giants. It's the first one I missed. You know, sometimes I got
things
about it too. But, you know, I will hear about it, though.
Yeah,
that's
all right,
because
you see him in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah, that's my main thing.
I heard that.
And then I'm going to try my best to get tickets.
I heard that.
I'm going to try my best to get tickets.
To what?
He said he's going to try to get tickets to the Super Bowl. You know where the Super Bowl is at?
I don't know this year.
It's gonna be in New Orleans. It's gonna be in New Orleans.
Oh, it's gonna be in New Orleans.
Yeah, so you might wanna check the tickets out right about now.
That right there,
Yeah, you might wanna do that.
Might need to sit it out for you, man.
Hey, and you know what? Honestly, you better start getting them like now. You don't wanna wait till the last minute.
Yeah, you might want to start looking into that.
The Knicks lost this first one. This is a quick young. They lost that one.
Huh?
But the Knicks.
Man, we're not talking about the Knicks.
He's doing a lot of flip flopping, right?
You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about the Knicks right now.
You
were talking about the Giants?
You're talking
about the Giants.
Yeah, but when I said the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, ain't nothing else to say about that. So
the Super Bowl's in New Orleans. You the one you want to go.
Oh,
you didn't know where it was at.
He died when you said it was in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, so you have to wait to the next Super Bowl. This one is going to be at MetLife. You have to wait for the next one, the one after that.
Okay.
Well, you say the hell with that one, huh?
Yeah. But
yeah, you're
going to
leave that one alone.
I believe they're going to get real close to it. They don't make it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, time will tell. We're about to get to the halfway point, man. We're about to see what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
we're in week 7.
Yeah, we're about to be week 8.
Okay.
Uh-huh. About to be week 8.
But the thing
eight.
Is, you got a lot of people from New York that's really, that actually doubt the Knicks, too, yo. You got a couple of people from New York that doubt the Knicks.
Well,
hello.
I'm here.
Mayor. Well, I made him nervous when I said.
What you
going to
say about the Knicks?
Knicks. I was going to say I made him nervous when I said the Knicks.
You're dying to talk about the Knicks. What you going to say about the Knicks, yo?
No, I was saying about the Giants. That the Giants, regardless of the fact, you know, a lot of people in New York is doubting the Giants, though, for some apparent reason. You got a couple of people in New York that doubt the Giants. Right?
Well,
New York ain't going for the Giants like they normally go for New York teams right now. That's what I truly believe.
Well, you got to look at it like this, man. No, again, the season's about to be at the halfway point, you know what I mean? And once, you know, late November, December rolled around and starts to, you know, get ready to get that position for the playoffs. Then, you know, everybody will start, you know, I guess you have your bandwagon people or whatever. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like yourself, you're a real true fan, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So that's what separates, you know, cats like yourself from people that don't jump on the bandwagon until the Giants start winning or they lock down a playoff spot or whatever. You know what I mean? But I mean, it might not sound like right now that a lot of New York people are on the Giants or whatever. But when it gets down to December and playoff time,
it'll
then
pick up.
Everybody comes out the woodworks.
It'll pick up. Yeah,
yeah, definitely gonna pick up. Definitely.
And if they're not winning, whoever is winning, that's who they're gonna be for.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like Atlanta. It's a lot of people rooting for Atlanta right now.
But Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta did this. This is what Atlanta does.
Right.
You know what I mean? They run through the regular season, and then when they get to the playoffs, it's like they like the Yankees.
They
you know what I mean?
They're clueless.
They're like the Yankees. They run through the regular season, and then the switch gets cut off with the playoffs come. So that's why I really know. You know, I mean, I see Atlanta. I see what they're doing. They're doing their numbers. But show me that in January.
Yeah, that next game.
Huh?
I think that's who we play Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I think y'all do play the Falcons.
We play them Sunday.
So what's going on with the Eagles? What's going on with the Eagles?
What's going on with the Eagles?
They find people. They losing. But they steal my boys. They steal my boys.
So man, where do you actually see the Eagles at right now? Do you see
them
going
the Eagles
at the Giants?
I mean, the Eagles, I mean, it's up to them. They do what they need to do, man. The Eagles are all going to ride on whatever Michael Vick does.
Right.
Whatever Michael Vick does, you know, that's how the Eagles are going to rock it. If Michael Vick is doing good, then the Eagles are going to be all right. But if Michael Vick is not doing his numbers, then the Eagles,
it's like the whole team fall apart. You know. Oh! Not to mention, which was, you know, really a bad accident. Which I don't think is going to happen with that. The dude that fell in MetLife from the escalator.
Fell in MetLife.
From the escalator.
Oh well. You should.
MetLife, get ready to get sued.
Okay.
Like what?
You know what I'm saying? He fell. And what was the story? Was he drunk or? I mean, you know what
they haven't. They haven't said none of that yet.
So
that's
how?
How
did they get determined that MetLife's gonna get sued?
I bet you. I just see it.
Okay. You just said it. Okay.
Yeah. I can't say that it's a fact.
So what happened? It was after the game or something?
Yeah, they were leaving. I guess when the game was over, you know, and I don't know if that was the owner or who was talking, and you know, he was saying it shouldn't have happened. But like you said, he could have been drunk.
Right.
You know, okay, there was 21 to 27 feet he fell.
Okay, does that have anything to do with the sports team we talk about?
The who? I'm just talking about it was
in Clipsport,
so. It was at the Med Life. I just brought it up.
Oh, I thought it was on the sports thing or something.
Yeah.
There ain't no team. I'm just saying. It just happened at the Med Life.
I don't know
about all that. I don't think that's real. So people got to be more careful. You know what I mean? Because it's an epidemic of that going on. People falling over the banisters.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Falling all over
you
the thing and passing out, hit the concrete,
yeah.
Busting their head open. It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Word is
but, I mean, you know, that's what happens.
It's not funny.
But
how do you get yourself into the situation? You know what I'm saying? Not got to make light of it or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got a point, too.
I mean, what is it that you can't handle your alcohol consumption?
I mean, I don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You know what it is.
Right, because
you know
that's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But let me ask both of y'all, dude. Well, of course, you're going to say yes towards the Eagles, too. But, Mayor, do you see the Eagles going further than the Giants at this moment?
No.
Honestly?
That's kind of right. I mean, look at the record, and you tell me.
Right. I mean, you know about a 4-2 and a 3-3.
Right. You tell me.
I think it's always kind of early, you understand. I still see the Giants taking it a long way. You understand? Now, who are they playing? Who's their next team they playing?
How you a Giants fan? You don't know your team schedule, man.
Because it's key. I don't got
first, you don't go to the game. You don't watch
the
game.
I'm not a fan.
Giants play Dallas,
man.
Giants play Dallas.
One game.
Giants play Dallas.
Okay, that's who it was.
Right.
That's who it was. Dallas. All right. You see, I watched the Cleveland game, so I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
But it's all good, though. It's all good. You got your little winning streak popping off, you know what I mean? You got your man Eli putting up his numbers and Victor Cruz and all of that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, we here. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 if you want to get on the air, chop it up, Tuesday night thing. Talk a little football. I think 9 o'clock, my man King Gnome is going to call in. We're going to talk a little West Conference basketball, get it popping on GQ Power Sports. But, yeah, Mike, man, I mean, the Eagles right now, they're kind of like spinning their wheels, man. They don't know what they want to do. They could have
exactly.
that division.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just think that the focus of the total thing is on Michael Vick. As Michael Vick goes, that's how the Eagles go. Now, he might mess around and throw for 350 against Atlanta on Sunday. Then what? Everything is back to everything is bumpy again?
It'll be right back to normal.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
it's a flip-flop right now.
Right. Because their next couple of games, they got Atlanta on Sunday. Then you got New Orleans on a Monday night in New Orleans. Right.
We play you all, too, right?
Yeah. I wasn't going to get into that, but, yeah.
Because I know at the end,
you play us
later
on in the season.
What, Cowboys and Giants are our last two games.
Your last
if I'm not
two
mistaken.
Games,
oh,
your
wait,
last
wait,
two games are the Giants and Washington.
It's Washington.
What?
Excuse me. Wow.
So, you got a serious situation going on.
The word is born.
So you got something serious.
Yeah,
going
but
on there right now.
But, yeah, Mike, I don't know, man. The Cowboys, I don't know. You think you're going to catch the Cowboys slipping? You're going down to Dallas. That's what
you
that's, know. My man Jerome, remember Jerome said last week, that's your house. That's MetLife
you know
South
what?
Down there. But you don't want to trip up. That's all I'm going to say to you, man. I mean, the Giants doing their numbers, you know.
Yeah,
they're looking real good right now.
Dallas? I'm going to say... You know what? I'm going to give it a close call. I'm going to give that one a close call. Watch. I'm telling you. But, you know, every time, I don't doubt the Giants at all. No matter who they play, I'm a true Giant fan. I may not see all the games.
Right.
But whether they win or lose, I am a true Giant fan.
All right. I hear you.
You understand?
You respect
so
that.
That's my thing right there.
Is that a Sunday game?
Do they play Sunday or Monday? It's Sunday. 1 o'clock, right? I think it's 1 o'clock. 4? 4 o'clock. Okay. Because I'm up. The Giants gonna get it. It's gonna be a close game, but they gonna get it. Watch. All right. I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, now's the time for everybody to kind of step up. Step their game up and get serious now. You know what I mean? It's about to be week 8. And it's a lot of teams that's, you know, in the middle of the pack. There's nobody really making no noise in either conference right now. We got another caller on the line. We got popping right now. Who we got on the line? Hello, welcome to the Bigger Show. Who we got on the line?
Miss Trish.
Excuse me?
Trisha.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Where you calling from?
North Carolina.
All right, what's good?
You sound a little scared. What?
Let us know
who you repping. Who you repping?
New England.
That sound like
you
a... Oh, yeah, the Patriots is in the building. Oh, boy, here we go with the Patriots.
What happened to you?
Y'all can't do nothing with the Jets? You had to go to overtime, give everybody some free football.
A win is a win.
Right, okay. I heard that.
They
right.
don't
enough
matter.
Said. Enough said. Enough
a
said.
A win is a win. As long as you win.
Enough
I don't
said.
Know how going to doubt that. As long as you win, I
so that's you just leave it at that, a win is a win.
Yeah, we're going to do our thing. Don't worry.
Okay, all right, you're going to do your thing. I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at that.
Y'all record is looking kind of suspect right now.
Who?
Your record is looking, I didn't stutter, your record is looking kind of suspect right now.
Don't worry, but we're going to come off on top. Who's your team?
Okay. My team is Tampa Bay, and you know this.
Come on, we ain't even going to talk about the Bucks. Please.
My Bucks are all right. We just we got some growing up to do.
Maybe I need to get out of that orange and white.
No, that's the orange and white choices. You don't like the throwbacks?
No.
Oh, they killing my throwbacks.
They looking gay in that.
We got the flyest uniforms in the league.
They looking gay. They looking gay in that orange and white.
That's why they can't pick a win.
That's all right. That's all right. That's okay.
They looking like the lingerie team running up and down the field.
Josh is going to get it together. Josh going to get it together. We'll be all right. You know what I mean? He got pushed out of bounds. You know what I mean? And you see how we went right back to back. He got touchdowns. One of them, he was out of bounds. And the other one, he got pushed out of bounds. It's okay. I'll take that.
Win?
Huh? No, we
win?
Lost.
Oh.
Now he y'all record? He like, huh? You know y'all lost.
My record is 2-4.
Oh, okay. And you better.
Okay.
Eagles ain't falling far from the trees.
Hey, it is what it is.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say. It is what it is. If that works for everybody else, it's got to work for me. It is what it is.
Show and tell is coming real soon,
yep,
like you said.
That's right. That's right. Show and prove is
down,
coming real
you,
weak. That's right. My team is supposed to be 2-4 right now. New England ain't supposed to be 4-3 right now. How about that?
Don't worry, but you better jump on the
bag. I don't do bandwagon.
I know, that's right.
You better jump on
I don't do bandwagon.
You already know how New England comes on top.
Huh?
You know how New England comes on top, okay?
Yeah, I know you was praying. I know you was praying that the Jets did not win that game.
That's
I know you was
praying.
Don't even front.
Anyway, so you right.
Overtime. I knew you was like, overtime? What is this? And you playing the Jets, and you come off of a loss to Seattle, so I knew Tom Brady was getting ready to tear the Jets up. Y'all love seeing the Jets. But, what happened?
That's okay, we won. That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
we're
yeah, yeah.
Top
you
right
won.
Now.
You won. Nice little 4-3 record there, you got.
Just
a little nice 4-3 record. No, you can't lose too many more games now, right?
AFC, New England on top. That's all that matters.
I hear you. That's all right. I ain't mad at you.
And where you
I'm
at?
Not
you
mad
got
at
your
you.
Team at the bottom?
Yeah. Yup. That's right. It's all good. And that's my team, though, all day, Tampa Bay. That's what it is. It represents my team from September to January, or maybe December when
that's
the season
what I'm
is
talking
over,
about.
We don't never go to the playoffs.
We know that's right.
It's all good, though. I appreciate your call. And so you got a basketball team, too, you rock with?
Boston. Come on, New England.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Hey,
oh,
Red
yeah. Okay. All right. It was nice talking to you.
Boston.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna come out the woodwork, Mike. Yeah, she said Boston. As a Kevin Garnett and Green Goblin, I mean Rajon Rondo.
Oh, he said Green Goblin.
Yes. That dude looks straight like the Green Goblin out of Spider Man, but that's my man though. I can't front on Rajon. How do you pronounce that? Rajon Rondo? That's how you pronounce it today? Rajon Rondo? That's my man though. He's nice. I can't front on him. He's better than what we got in backcourt, I'll tell you that much.
Ain't it Rhonda?
Huh?
Rhonda.
Nah.
No, it ain't no Rhonda.
Rondo.
So Tricia, what you see? What you see the Celtics doing this year?
This year ain't got.
I guess so. Mike. So back to you, Mike. So back to you and your Giants, man.
I know he's all right. Thanks
you
for calling.
Go. Nice all right,
thanks for calling. I was.
That's why I was like, oh,
it's going down, yo. DQ Palace Sports in the building, man. I know we got listeners out there. Y'all need to call up, man, and speak to the situation. 646-200-3838.
Said,
I was just playing.
So
I was just playing with
it. Oh, we know that, but
yeah,
I don't think she knew you was playing. She was.
Thanks for calling. Word up. So yeah. back to the situation right now that we got popping off here. We got, you know what I'm saying, like you said, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm gonna talk about them because I, you know, have fun. We talk about everybody else's team. My team, man, is just we young right now. You know, we gonna end up playing the spoiler role. I don't see us, you know, making the playoffs this year because we lose games we're supposed to win, and we win games we're supposed to lose. So, like Sunday was a perfect example. You know, we was putting it on New Orleans, and all of a sudden New Orleans came back, and you know, and then we had, you know, two chances to win the game at the end, and not for you know, a non-catch, and Mike Williams got pushed out of bounds. So maybe we would have tied the game up and went into overtime, but who knows. But, yeah, we're 2-4 right now, and our schedule is not going to get any easier. It doesn't get any easier. We rock on Thursday night against Minnesota, so that's looking like it's going to be a tough game. You know what I mean? We got to go to the Dome and win up there.
But it seems like climbing on up the ladder, you know, each week seems like each team, it gets harder. You know, we don't let it, but it's like they put the best for last.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, you know, that's just my opinion, that each team's schedule, like, it gets harder.
Right. And like I said, the halfway point, separation is going to start to happen. You're going to start to see who is who and who's going to get left back because, again, for example, in the AFC, if the season was over, if the season was ended today, you know, it'd be a lot of disappointed teams with some good records not making the playoffs. Like for in the NFC, if the season was over today, it would be Atlanta, Chicago, the Giants, San Francisco, Minnesota, and Green Bay. So Philadelphia wouldn't make the playoffs. No Dallas. Definitely no Tampa Bay. No New Orleans. No Detroit. No Washington. So, you know, you got to start getting serious about what you're going to do because, you know, pretty soon, you know, it's going to be where you can't catch up.
Time is wound it down. Right.
Yeah. And over in the AFC, it's Houston, Baltimore, New England, Denver, San Diego, and Miami. So Pittsburgh wouldn't make the playoffs if the season was over today.
Right.
The Jets wouldn't make the playoffs. No, you know, everybody else is pretty much par for the course. Cause, you know, you don't want to see Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Buffalo and all that. So all the regular, the usual suspects are right there, the AFC, except for Pittsburgh. You know, Miami was sliding over Pittsburgh right now if the season was over today. So all that says is that you got some ground, you know, you got some things that you got to take care of. And I'm waiting for Kia to call because she said she was going to call and blow up the line talking about her Pittsburgh Steelers or whatever. But, yeah, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs right now. But
Kia.
Yeah. So, it all depends, man. It's starting to get serious right now. The first 6 or 7 weeks is kind of like, you know, shuffling the boards or whatever. But now it's going to start getting cold. You know what I mean? Start taking the cold weather games and things of that nature. What I was looking at, because you know how they do the flex schedule, where the Sunday night game, they might switch it to another Sunday night game. And what I mean by that, they have games on the schedule. Like, say, if it's going to be a better game than what they originally show, they're going to flex it out the schedule. But I'm looking at the schedule right now, and all the Sunday night games are looking pretty good. So I don't know how they're gonna, what game they're gonna flex out. And what I mean by flex out is they're gonna switch. I don't know what game they're gonna switch. Because all these Sunday night games are looking real lovely right now. Next week we got New Orleans and Denver on a Sunday night. That's not going nowhere. Then you got Dallas and Atlanta. That's not going nowhere. Then you got Houston and Chicago. I don't know. It depends. What other games you got that week? Oh, who we got on the line? We got somebody on the line. Kia from East Orange, New Jersey is in the building. Kia, what's good?
Kia from West Orange, New Jersey.
Oh,
hey,
somebody got the directions wrong. My bad.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hi. Did I hear somebody say Baltimore? I guess Baltimore going to win that division or just like naming Baltimore. I didn't hear Pittsburgh naming that mix.
Well, you're not going to hear Pittsburgh naming that mix.
As of right now,
Pittsburgh wouldn't even be in the playoffs right now. If the season was over
Pittsburgh
today, Pittsburgh wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Oh, you know what? Pittsburgh going to be in that mix.
Okay.
Why would you say that?
We're going to win that division. You watch how we're going to win that division. We're going to win that division.
How? Why would you say that? Why? What makes you think that?
Because all the chemistry is coming together. They're finally realizing, I guess, you know, and I'm going to say, I just hammered Ike Taylor Page like a lot of people did, because there's no way.
You should have been hammering his Page last year.
Oh, my God. He just like, you know, and then all of a sudden, you saw him Sunday, right? Nothing. No penalties, no nothing. He took a lot of crap from a lot of fans. He took crap. They chewed him out. Look at him.
Yeah, but is it, as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, though, Kia, keep it funky.
Yeah.
Is it deserved, or are they just jumping on Ike Taylor for no reason?
He deserves that. Ike
okay.
Taylor always pulling
right.
his target. He's, you know what? Ike Taylor has been a person of interest since that Denver game.
Mm.
He's a person of interest to a lot of Steelers fans because of the fact that how he played. He never played a ball. He always played a person.
Right. Right.
Played a ball, not the person. So he has been like, now Mike Wallace is on the list. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, MC Butterfinger right there. Yeah,
and you
Mr. Butterfinger.
For some money?
Yeah.
You asking for some money?
Right, right.
He's going to get
some
money, all right.
That's right.
He's going to get some money, all right. He better catch some balls.
That's but right. Because he was open a couple of times, and I mean open, where he, you know, it wasn't no reason for him to drop the ball. It better hit him right way in the hands, and I don't know what to tell you about that.
I ain't even talking about Mike Wallace right now, so I'm too here. We can have, oh, man.
What about your boy Chris Rainey? Is he gonna make some noise?
Let me tell you one thing. He's gonna flourish. One thing about if your middle is not strong and you got 74 Willie Colon and you know he's blocked really well. They get him an opening, he's gone. Give him an opening, he's gone. And
right.
I don't think the Ravens gonna be that healthy to play us.
Deep into it too. Okay. All right. You know what she's talking about? She got her head down.
I know
wow.
my football.
So you saying the Steelers offensive line has to do a better job?
They played good Sunday because you saw Heath, you saw Willie Colon.
Right.
I don't think Willie Colon had one penalty on him. He probably leads the whole offense in penalty for holding. So Willie didn't have not one penalty on him Sunday. So, you know what, it was a lot of talk, coming from the Steelers website or whatever about James Harrison saying, everybody, don't stop doing everybody else's part. You do your part, and we'll let everybody
right.
worry about their part. That's
right.
exactly what they did. That's exactly why we were.
Mm.
Stop all that mess. I ain't got time for this. That New Orleans is paved in black and yellow.
Oh.
I ain't got time for all this mess.
I hear you. She said New Orleans is paved in black and yellow. It's going down. I mean, but who is this guy, Dwyer? He had Jonathan Dwyer. He had 122 yards.
That's a secret weapon. Because let me tell you what
it's right there.
If you got a healthy Mendel Hall, you got Dwyer. And
right.
you got Rainey. They're going to pound that ball. They're going to wear Baltimore down.
But is that what you want to do, though? Is that what you want to do going into the season? So what happens now when you wear them down with the rushing game? Do you just forget about the outside? Or you
we'll pick that up. We're not worried about it because Sanders and Brown. Well, Wallace, he better get himself together because you know what? He's talking about some money. He ain't getting no money. He ain't getting a penny.
Well, he did have eight catches though, but
he
was supposed to have 10 or 11, right?
Whatever.
Right. No, I understand you're supposed to have 10 or 11. They threw to him 15 times, and he only had eight catches. So I understand. I mean, go ahead.
And then you got that guy Batch, which I don't like because I don't care who's arrogant. I don't care if you be arrogant. You could be arrogant as long as you win the game. I don't care how arrogant an athlete is. As long as you win it, I don't care about your accuracy.
Right.
You win it, I'm fine. But he is. And look what happened that open pass Brown threw to him. I was at that game and I would have saw him, I probably would have threw everything I had, shoulder and everything on him.
Wow. And then we had to have a telethon to get you out of jail. We'd have to sell some black and yellow towels with your name on them.
He was wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
you're saying the same thing. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that's an epidemic, man. Like, I mean, you know, Wallace, you know, and things of that nature. Like, you know, what's going on with the drop seas right here? Those are like big plays that can keep drives going. You know,
we should be worried about Batch, because I think Batch will not be playing Sunday because Mendenhall is back.
Mendenhall is back.
Yeah, Mendenhall is back, but Redmond's not back.
No doubt. That's what it is.
So you're looking for your boys
to do some work against the Ravens. You play the Ravens on Sunday?
No, we play RG3.
Oh, you play the Skins on Sunday. That's right. Oh,
that's
boy. So you're going to be chasing him around the park on Sunday.
I don't think
you're
going to be chasing him around.
He's going to tear Heinz Field up.
No, I don't think so.
It's a big game for y'all. If y'all don't win this one, it's going to be a problem.
It's a difference when you come and play Heinz. And this is when you come and play Heinz Field, because you just never know what scheme or what stuff LeBeau's going to have. I'm quite sure. You know, you got Tomlin. He's going to figure something out. They're going to stop him. He's not going to do whatever he did to the Giants now. No. Because that first quarter Giants.
You talking about RG3?
That first quarter Giants. Come on.
Hey,
he embarrassed OC in JPP. Come on.
Well,
the next day you got OC on in the paper talking about they barely, the Giants, we barely won that game. I did barely win that game.
The Redskins scored with a minute and a half left. The Giants came right back and scored again.
It happens.
Victor Cruz got behind the defense, and it was a wrap after that. Eli hit him, and it was over.
Right. That's exactly how they're not offensive. That's what we're not worrying about him up in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I hope you.
Okay.
Young boys, no joke. He
could be no joke. As long as we got the win, I don't care how no joke he is.
Okay. We got the win. That's all. We heard that from Trisha, North Carolina, called in talking about as long as you got the win. Now we hear it from Kia.
I don't care what he's, I know they're not gonna run the ball. I don't care what he does. As long as we win. I don't care. I'm not big on what he does. I'm not big on his stats or whatever, because he doesn't play for the Steelers, so I can care less about his stats. Long as we win that game.
Okay, I hear you.
I'm good.
Just like the Giants won the game, regardless of how they won. They won.
Yeah. I agree with you.
And then when they lose, it's just like, okay, it's a loss. It happens, right?
No, when y'all lose. Let me tell you why. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not a Giants fan. The reason why I'm not a Giants fan, because Giants fans that I know, they're the biggest whiner. The biggest whiners.
They complain about everything.
Then when they lose, they kind of like quiet. Guys that I work with, if they lose, their office door is closed. I sit in between three Giants fans. When they lose, they close their office door. If I lose, my office door don't stay closed. Believe me, Steelers fans, I'm going to bring it. I don't care how bad we lost or whatever. I'm not going to back down from anybody telling whatever. These Giants fans I know, door closed, you know, whatever. I got to put stickies on their door, you know, in mourning or something, whatever, on their open door.
They're in deep meditation.
I put a yellow tape or something on their door, caution. And then when they open their door, they see all this little tape, stickies on their door, because they hide when they lose.
Yeah, I mean, why is that? Why do people, like, when you lose a game, and it's like, when you win, it's like, we're this, we're that, we're the third. But when you lose, it's like, you know
you
where to be found.
Them.
That bothers me. All right, what's up with that? Yeah, that don't make no sense. You know what I mean?
I hear it all the time. That Titans game, before I even got out of World Trade, they were already there saying something. I ain't worried. I got to say right now, we're going to Super Bowl. First thing I said, we're going to Super Bowl. Every year I got my team going to Super Bowl. That's how I am.
That's a fan right there. Every year they got their team going to the Super Bowl.
Every year I got my team going to Super Bowl.
Every year. That's what it is. That's what it is. So y'all play the Giants, you know, your next game. Or after, yeah.
November 4.
Yeah.
And the same way Cowboys came in November, September 5th to snatch them, we coming in November the 4th to snatch them.
And don't be whining on here when they lose, Eva. Don't come
oh, no,
on here
I never.
Talking about, Giants did
no. Not with me. You won't ever have to worry about that with me. No. I'm going to, you give it, I'm going to give it right back. You punch, I'm going to give it right back.
So how do you know they're going to win?
So how many games you think?
And I know that we're going to win. Say it again.
So, Kia, how many games you see the Steelers winning this season altogether?
We're going to be, you know what, we could be 13-3. I'm already thinking we're going to win 11 straight games. I'm all Steelers, 11 straight games. Can I not say we can win 11 straight games? I don't care what you all say. I think we can win 11 straight games.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
I think we can win 11 straight games.
I'm not mad. That's how you're supposed to think. You're a true fan.
That's how you're supposed to think.
Oh, man.
Until you lose, wow. And then it's like, okay, we're going to win 10 straight games.
What?
But it's all right. It's all good, though. Yeah, it's the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the line, man. Kia says her Steelers are going to win 11 straight games. And Mike is not so sure about that. And T is in the building, back in the building with us. Eagle fan is in the house. And he just like, hopefully we could just get one win and keep it moving on to the next week. You know what I mean? Kind of like the Tampa Bay fans being in the building.
Exactly.
Let me switch gears for a second. It was a situation at Idaho State where the kid was they were in practice. They were having practice, and the kid is a wide receiver. He's a senior wide receiver for the team. Basically, they were going through a drill, a one-on-one drill. And I guess the coach, one of the offensive coaches, replaced the defensive guy. And the head coach of the team got mad. Now, follow me now. The head coach of the team got mad and ran up on the wide receiver kid and pushed him and shoved him. And they got it on videotape. And, the kid's family's, you know, talking about pressing charges. And, you know, they want the coach to be fired. And, I mean, if you look at it on the videotape, it does look kind of serious. He runs up and gets in the kid's face, and he pushes him and things of that nature. And I just wanted to know how you felt about, like, you know, coaches, you know, having that, you know, personal contact with their players and really trying to coach them up and sometimes getting a little, you know, going a little bit overboard with that.
You said this was in practice?
Yeah, it was practice. It was, they were practicing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was practice.
I mean, you know, come on. You shouldn't be putting your hands on them, period.
Right.
Not in that manner, you know. You can't discipline these kids. They're not yours, number one.
Right.
You know, 90% of them, you know, they're of age. So, I mean, it could have came out to be a big ruckus because what if that kid would have, you know, like reacted back at this coach?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it could have came to a serious confrontation.
He said if he would have reacted, he would have lost the scholarship. You know what I mean?
So he was using his head.
Right. Well, now he's saying. Go ahead.
He was definitely using his head.
Right.
But now
right.
In return, this coach could lose his job.
And that's the thing. They're talking about, you know, they want to press charges and you know, they already got him on suspension, you know what I mean? They got, you know, to get the coach out of there and things of that nature. And looking at it like, wow, you know, I mean, he's going to say, well, I was just trying to discipline try to coach my player. But it looks like that you was, you know, assaulting your player. That's how it looks.
Right. A little bit too tough.
Right. And they just, they don't, you know, they don't want to do anything bad, but they got to set some kind of, because if it was the other way around, it's exactly what he said. If it was the other way around, I'd be losing my scholarship. I'd be kicked out of school. There would be nowhere I could play at.
It wouldn't have been nothing to talk about.
Right, but nothing that he could say. So,
you know, he would have got suspended right then and there.
Right.
It would have been a wrap. Yeah, so you know, I feel like, you know, hey, if that's what would have happened to the player, hey, the coaches suffer repercussions too.
Right. Right. That's right. That's right.
Because if you got a short temper like that, imagine what you may do to the next kid in a game.
That's true. That's true. Because, like, you know, you had coaches like Bobby Knight, who would, you know, he would, you know, during the game, he'd get up in the, you know, the player's face or whatever and, you know, let him know under no uncertain terms what he's thinking about, you know, and he was kind of known for that. He'd get up in the player's face, he'd push him and put him in a headlock and, you know, and throw chairs, and he's crazy. You know what I mean? But that, you know, he also graduated a lot of kids. You know what I mean? He's you know, he's one of the top in, basketball coaches in college history. You know,
okay.
But he also has his character flaws. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We all one time or another have to deal with situations. But in this day and age is why I brought it up at this day and time, because you know you have a situation like, remember when Latrell Sprewell, he choked PJ Carlissimo. You know, and he was a basketball player. Latrell Sprewell choked up a coach. And it's like nowadays you can't really talk to these, you know, these young players like, you know, any old type of way.
That's true.
Because like back in the days you would talk to them like that and they would just suck it up or whatever. You get mad, suck their teeth or whatever, but they'd be back on the field for the next play. But now it's like you can't say nothing to these kids, and I'm not condoning what that coach did at all. You know, you shouldn't have put your hands on him. That was when you went, you could have gotten his face all day. What could anybody say to that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you were there.
But putting your hands on him, physically assaulting him, and now he's saying that like, he can't go back to practice because his neck is, you know. I was like, okay, here we go.
His neck is out of
joint. And he can't go back to his nerves and things of that nature. I was like, okay. You know what I mean? But still and all, that doesn't excuse what he did. But I just, you know, thought that.
Exactly.
We could touch on that because it's a lot of that going on. You know, and the kids, some of the kids are like hypersensitive. You know what I mean?
And then again, look at it this way. What would have happened, it would have been his word almost, you know, a word against each other if it wouldn't have happened on tape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it probably wouldn't have just been explained off as a thing that happens, you know what I mean?
Right, and
like you said, it would have been his word against the coach's word or whatever.
It wouldn't escalate
if the
word is.
But that's why now, ever since those things that happened with Bobby Knight and, you know, other situations that happened, everything is being videotaped. So I don't know if you forgot the tape was on, or you know, this is how you do.
But
you know what I mean? Now
you
put yourself in a situation where you got everybody looking at you now. You know, you're not anonymous anymore. But I just wanted to touch base on that and see where it was at with that. But as far as like with college football and things of that nature, I just think that they're doing Oregon dirty. I think that the BCS is doing Oregon real dirty. Because you're not used to a team like Oregon coming out of nowhere and being a highly ranked team, and I'll get into that at a later time, but I just feel like Oregon, you know, they're undefeated, you know, they were right behind Alabama. It was Alabama, Oregon, Kansas State, Florida State,
man.
Notre Dame.
Let's
so they
not
put
even
all
talk
the,
about
you know,
Kansas.
All the, all, go ahead.
Let's not even talk about Kansas.
Yeah,
They put a whooping on my boys.
I'm talking
about West Virginia.
I ripped up my ballot for Geno Smith. I ripped it up.
Yeah.
They came back to earth. West Virginia came back to earth. I don't even want to talk about them. They're not even in conversation no more. They came back to earth.
Exactly. I'm like, man.
Yeah. But
I had to turn the TV.
Yeah. But it's they doing Oregon real dirty because Oregon, you know, deserves to be up there. I don't understand what this deal is with Florida. Florida, you know, if Florida loses on Saturday against Georgia, it'd be like, okay, it's a moot point. Why did you make Florida number two? Because you were fighting Oregon. You want anybody except for Oregon to be up there playing in the national championship game. And I like Oregon, and Oregon deserved it. They earned that spot. It ain't like they just, you know, fell into the spot. They earned it. So let's just play. Right now they're ranked number four. They play Colorado on Saturday. Alabama, number one team in the country. They play Mississippi State on Saturday night. But, yeah, back to your West Virginia situation. I don't know what happened to them. They must have got, you know, they was reading their press and they was believing the hype. Cause, they scored
but
that 70
hype,
points against Baylor, and
gone.
Ever since then it was a wrap.
Thank you.
I thought Geno Smith was going to try to sneak in there and get the Heisman Trophy, but you hang that up.
It ain't looking,
it's not going to happen for him.
It's not going
to happen. But word up, though. Once again, you got GQ Palace Sports in the building, man. It's 9 o'clock. Let me put my man King Dome to call so we can talk to Western Conference, NBA, and all of that. But until that time, yeah, we're still going to go in. We got TC on the line. Mike, you still with us? I guess Mike is getting ready to make his Super Bowl plans for New Orleans or whatever. But,
I heard that.
Okay, I know I was going to bring you out. I knew I was going to smoke you out some kind of way, my dude. Word up. But, like you were saying, I just think that, a lot of times everybody puts the cart before the horse. And they say, oh, these teams are great, these teams are this and that. But now it's getting down to be crunch time. The leaves are turning. The weather's getting a little crispy outside. And now they're not even, and West Virginia not even on the map. Like, oh, man.
It makes you want to say, who you say? What team is that?
Right. But, it's just kind of real strange how a team would just come out of nowhere and you get hyped, you get excited about them, and then, you know, they meet somebody and they meet their match and then you never hear from them again. They're on the milk box right now. But I just think that Alabama is just the cream of the crop right now. Nobody's touching them. They're already set for the championship game. And like I said last week, I didn't think Oregon had anything to worry about because they were number three. And Alabama and Florida would eventually cancel each other out. And Oregon would slide right into that two spot. But, you know, that doesn't look like it's going to happen unless Florida loses and Kansas State loses. So they got Kansas State is number three and Florida is number two and Oregon is number four. And I don't understand how that happens. But that's not for me to decide. We're just here to talk about it and give our opinions right here at GQ Palace Sports, man. Tuesday night, 8 to 10. We got the mayor in the building. We went through some scores right quick. NBA preseason. We got Miami Heat, 83. Charlotte Bobcats, 70. That's 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We got Indiana Pacers, 85. Cleveland Cavaliers, 73. That's 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in that game. And a game that's on NBA TV right now, you got the Chicago Bulls, 41, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, 35. They're about to go to halftime. So if you got NBA TV, you can check that game out. 646-200-3838 is the number. You got the mayor in the building, and we chopping it up, talking about some sports and things that's going on. What's the deal with DeSean Jackson and your man LeSean McCoy? What's going on with them?
Yeah, like I said,
they
the
leave
whole
town
thing.
Or something. Is it gone? You got two fingers.
You know what? I think that the whole team, honestly, like I say, they gonna be my boys. I'm a bleed green, but I think both of them have left the building. All the whole team left the building.
Mm.
They got to come back and regroup.
Right.
You're either gonna have to get it together, or it's gonna be a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the way that they're going, it's not looking good at all.
Right.
You know.
No doubt.
So, I give them props what props is due, but we're not looking good at all.
Right. So, do you think by the end of the season they're gonna turn around and go to the other kid? The quarterback that you have?
I'm thinking that they will.
Mm.
If
they end up doing that, it's going to really be a wrap for Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, like I said, I think they're going to give Vic another game, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
to see if he improves. If he don't, he's a rep.
Yeah.
He's a rep. Like you say, it's going to be just like Donovan.
Right. It's turning into that. It's turning into that situation right there. And then the backup quarterback that you got, Kafka, is nowhere near Michael Vick. So it's got to be desperate if you put him in the,
Thank you.
You know what I mean? It's got
to
be
crazy. Nick Foles
is the quarterback name for the Eagles, the backup.
Yeah.
Nick Foles. You put him in the game, it's going to be over for Michael Vick in Philly, and that's going to be sad.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, you know, they got to do what they got to do, too.
Right.
Why not put him in there if he's going to do a little bit better? But like you say, it's like a desperate need if you put this kid in there.
Right, and that goes back to say
Vic
about the Eagles.
But Vic is not doing anything to prove himself, so they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it goes back to, like, what do you really have? If you let Michael Vick go, you're just a team without a quarterback. You're right back where you started from.
Back is up against the wall.
You're right back to square one with no quarterback. You had Donovan McNabb and that it didn't work after a couple of years. It didn't work. And they let him go. Because you had Michael Vick, and then you had Kevin Cobb. So you had a bunch of quarterbacks.
Right.
So Donovan McNabb wasn't doing the job. You wasn't going to keep Michael Vick on the bench. So you had to get Michael Vick some burn. Michael Vick got some burn. Michael Vick took Donovan McNabb's spot. You got Donovan McNabb out of Dodge. Okay? So that leaves you now with Michael Vick as the man. Now all of a sudden his numbers are starting to decline. Right before your eyes. He's 32 years old, but his numbers is declining. He's been in the league 11 years.
I'm a big fan of his.
Excuse me?
I'm a big fan of Vic. I'd like
to
see him in Atlanta. I don't think it's more, you know, I think if they let Vic do what he needs to do, if Vic needs want to run, they should let him run. They don't want him to run, but he should run. Vic should be able to make his own play. Let Vic make his play.
But Kia, they let him out of the pop. But he can't
but
hold the ball.
Your first three, that's
no,
been
they don't
kids.
Protect him.
They
don't
give him enough time. They don't protect him. They don't give him enough time, so Vic got to scramble. I think if they give him enough protection, Vic is dangerous.
Yeah. But, I don't know what's going on with him that we can't
it's
hold the ball.
Line. The offensive line is shaky. You have to give Vic that time.
So,
what she said.
I just see that, you know, they're going to give him a game or two to see what happens.
Yeah, I just think that if they had something that right now that could replace him that was better than Michael Vick, Michael Vick could be on the bench right now. But they don't have nothing better than him.
Oh, yeah.
So they got to ride it out.
If they would have had Cobb still on there, he would be benched.
I don't know if Kevin Cobb would be the answer. Go ahead.
I said he'll work out the kinks. They had He had a bye week. He know what he needs to do. And he's hearing it from his fans. He's hearing it from the media. He hearing it from all his naysayers that say he wasn't going to make it back here. But he proved all of them wrong. He made it back here. You know, when he went down and he won tough games. So they got to protect him better than what they protected him. I don't think it's all on Vic. I think that front three have to do a lot of protection.
I hear you.
They definitely have to hurt him, regardless. You know, anything that they can do to take him out of that game, that's what they're trying to do.
But, I mean, you got to put a little bit on him, too, as if, like Kia said, if they let Michael Vick do him. You know what I mean? And that involves going outside the pocket, you know what I mean, creating plays instead of waiting for a play to happen.
And he's dangerous if he creates plays.
If you give him the option to create a play and let him make something out of nothing instead
he's
of,
dangerous.
You know, okay, this is what you do. If you don't have this, you check down. If you don't have your other check down, you go to your next check down. Now you're turning him into a robot. And the game is not coming natural to him.
No
He's
more.
He's like, I got to go to this progression, that progression.
When he took over for Vic after Vic left, he burned the Giants. He did his own play. Look at the year he had when he went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now they want to control him. They want to control Big, and they don't want him to control
him. Yeah, but you know what? They'll let him out of the pocket on a game or so. And then he's right back to where he was.
They need to let him do. Let him do Vic. Vic is Vic. Vic gonna be Vic. Vic ain't. I don't think he lost that much touch. Whatever. Vic is dangerous if you let him do what he do.
That's what it is. You gotta give him the freedom within the offense to do those things. And if he doesn't have that freedom, I mean, he puts up the numbers.
He
played Detroit. He had 311 yards passing, 59 yards on the ground. So if you let him do his numbers, and if he can hold on to the ball,
right,
then maybe, you know, some other things will happen for them. But, you know, they lost to Detroit in overtime. They lost to Pittsburgh by two. They got blown by Arizona. That's the only game they got blown this year.
Yeah.
They got blown by Kevin Carpenter. You know what
exactly.
I mean? I mean, he has to be able to create. In the games that they won, when they beat Cleveland, he had 317. That was a game where he was throwing, like, mad interceptions, and they still won the game. Then he beat Baltimore. He had 371 passes. So
and
if he
I
puts
mean,
his
just
numbers
think,
up,
okay, when they played the Giants, he did not have one turnover.
He had 241 yards passing when they played the Giants.
Exactly.
I mean, he, you know, it's not
they
in
let
the skill
him do
level. Go ahead, Kia.
And let him do whatever he want to do in that game.
Basically,
he got,
get the freedom.
He got the weapons. He got Macklin. He got LeSean.
He got a lot of weapons.
He got the weapons.
So, it's not a thing where he's doing it by himself, but he has to do it by himself. So he has weapons, but it's just a thing that, you know, right now the losses are being magnified because you lost two in a row. You know, you lost, you know, a couple of maybe one of them games that you shouldn't have lost.
Right.
Maybe you could have won both of them games. You know, and it all comes back to the quarterback. So he gets the praise when you win. So he's going to get the scrutiny when they lose.
Mhm.
So
my thing is, if you make the adjustment, you'll be fine. You can care less about the media what they say. Make the adjustment. You make the adjustment, you'll be fine.
Right. That's what it is. I mean, go ahead.
I said, gotta make the adjustment.
Yeah, and again, I mean, once, you know, if they let him have that offensive freedom to do what he needs to do, then, you know, maybe it might be a different situation. But again, like I said, you know, Sunday he might, you know, throw for four something against Atlanta. You know, so, I mean,
maybe they let him have his way Sunday.
Maybe. You know, but that's why you can't sleep. Like you said, well, Michael Vick's not going to do anything. You turn around and,
Is he in Philly for that game, or he's going to Atlanta?
I think we're at home.
They are home.
I was going to say, I thought we were home.
Yeah, you're home. Eagles are home. It's going to be at
home. He's going to do damage home.
Yeah, at the link. It's going to be at the link.
He's going to do damage home. They're going to win that game.
And it's a payback game, too?
Yeah,
that's
it's a payback game.
Hey.
That's why I said he's going to do damage.
It's a payback. And you know what? That's why I kept saying. I said from the top of the show, Michael Vick might do some numbers this week.
Yeah, you did.
It's a payback game.
Yeah.
You know, and he's playing against the guy that, like, somewhat replaced him, Matt Ryan.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, this is where it needs to turn around for them. You know, this is a perfect opportunity right now. You got
it's
the motivation.
It's going to be like for blood.
Right. You got the motivation and all that. He should be ready. So there's be no excuses.
Right. You
know?
Because so you're coming off a bye.
Right.
So
that's
you
right.
should be good. And, you know, everybody should be ready. You know, I just hope that they are ready, you know. So.
They'll be ready. I'm picking them in the pool. They'll be ready.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'm a big
fan of Vic. I'm a big fan of Vic.
I've heard you say that before, though.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Vic. I'm glad he beat the odds. I'm glad he found a lot of people. I'm glad that whatever he went through, he put it past him. He got back in the game.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, because at first, did nobody want to deal with him?
Nobody.
You know, a lot of people did not want to even touch him.
Right.
You know. And when they said that we had him, I was happy.
Yeah, that was a big move. You know, Tomlin wanted to try to get Vic to come to Pittsburgh. He always mentioned that. But my thing was, Vic surrounded himself with the right people. When you surround yourself around the right people, you'll be fine.
Right, yeah. That's right.
And he did. Yeah. He surrounded himself around the right people. He had the right ears in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
They got him through this mess.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, he went through it. You know,
last year, 2010, beginning 11, he signed that $200 million endorsement contract for commercial. Yeah, Vic was back. Look at his jersey now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's back.
But you know what? That's what pissed me off. Excuse me. But that's what ticks me off with people now, still to this day. Oh, he's a dog killer. Look.
Oh,
let that ride.
That.
You know, he paid his debt to society. You know, that's
nobody
old news. That's old news.
Ain't nobody
so,
about that.
Exactly. You,
you
know, the man's performance on the field speaks for itself.
Yeah. I mean, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's true.
Vic is Vic. Vic always going to be Vic. Just in a different uniform.
I mean, I think that, you know, a deep playoff run was kind of like, you know, people were forgetting about that, you know, that situation that he was in. That's all everybody's waiting for him to do. You know, it'll be a cap to that story. You know, he was at the bottom, and now he's, you know, made his way back to the top, you know. And I think that would be kind of like a great story, you know, and a lot of people don't want to see that. Just keep it
right.
Funky. A lot of people don't want to see that. You know what I mean? And then those might be the main ones that's calling for, you know, him to be replaced right now. You know, everybody goes through something. You know,
there
I bet a lot of teams is talking about, you know, replace Michael Vick. They wish they had Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did have Michael Vick, they'd throw away whatever they had right now. So, you know, he can't be all that bad. But again, like I said, you know, they play in Atlanta. He got something to prove, and I think this might be, you know, the game where he can turn it around. That's right.
Just tighten up the offense. He'll be fine.
No doubt. You got Dickie Towers in the building. 646-200-3838. Yeah, King Dome is not going to be with us tonight. He let us know that he had a situation and he won't be with us tonight. But it's all good. Shout out to King Dome. But the Eagles going to do their thing. Hopefully this weekend against Atlanta, and the Steelers going to do what they do. You know what I mean? And hopefully Tampa Bay
do
what they
do.
We're
going to
do. You're going to do what you're going to do?
We're going to do.
You got RG3. Now you got RG3.
Y'all got Washington, right?
Yep, they got RG3.
But we got Washington in the comfort zone of home in Pittsburgh with Ben at Stein in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think they're going to kill Washington.
Now,
I think they're going to kill the Redskins.
Yeah,
because
that's their divisional, right?
No.
I don't know what I'm thinking. That's with us. That's our division, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they got some good games this week.
It's a lot of good games this week. This is the halfway point right now. Starting to take it down to the serious. You know who's going to do what to who and. Who ain't going to show up and who ain't ready and all that. So, like I said, there's a lot of disappointments in the league, too. Like Cam Newton, I'm really, like, kind of, like, wondering what happened to him.
Wow.
He's trying too much, and he knows he can't try too much. He's trying to win a game himself.
Right.
He's trying too much. He don't even give his team. He's a hot mess.
There you go.
Here's my whole team. Here's my thing with him, though. Last year, nobody knew what they was going to get out of Cam Newton.
Right.
He set the league on fire last year. You know what I'm saying? So they were expecting the same thing this year, and it's a sophomore slump. They're used to him now. They studied Cam Newton. You know what I mean? And now he just has to step his game up. Because I don't want to hear that about, well, he don't have anybody. He doesn't have anything around him. He didn't have anything around him last year. Look what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like Cam is kind of like feeling himself a little bit. And all these Gatorade commercials and, you know, Under Armour and all this craziness. What have you done to justify that?
Right.
So now it's coming back to reality. Now you're sitting up there looking crazy. you know, want to blame it on the play calling and this and that and third. Listen, you wasn't blaming it on the play calling last year when you was doing your numbers. You threw for over 4,000 yards last year with basically the same teammates you had this year.
Yep,
so
exactly.
What's the problem?
And
so,
Ron McDaniel.
So I don't understand what the situation is with Cam Newton and with Matthew Stafford. I mean, to me, in my opinion, I watched Matthew Stafford. It's looking like, you know, kind of like Buck status. You know what I mean? He's got the receivers. You know, they lack a little running game out there in Detroit. But Matthew Stafford should be, you know, he should be higher up on the scale than he actually is. You know, and they don't talk about Matthew Stafford. They want to talk about him, but he, first of all, he's fragile. He's always hurt. And you know, Detroit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said, yeah, because it was a good game last night, but I'm like...
What'd you think about the hit that Ndamukong Suh put on Jay Cutler?
Oh, please.
So that was a leg whip, man. He tried to take Jay Cutler out.
Well, Jay, you know, I don't think... It's going to be very interesting to see how Chicago lasts around here.
Yeah, I mean, I picked it before the season started. I like Chicago to win the division. Just because I like you, because they, you know, because they had Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler, they got back together because they used to play in Denver. So now they got back together, and you know, they got Forte back, and you know, the defense was popping. So I said, yeah, the Bears might make some noise this year. And I thought that Detroit would fall back. I said that before the season started. I thought the Lions would take a step backward, and the Bears would take that step, you know, up, and Green Bay would just be Green Bay.
But
well,
that's what Chicago will be able to put up that more 13 points.
Yeah.
13 points? No,
right.
Portland put up 13 points.
They put up 13 points.
13-7.
Yeah, 13-7. And
I'm
they won.
I'm like,
well,
that game was just boring.
Yeah, yeah. And they're 5-1. So
right,
I, you know,
I'm not ready to say that they're the real deal yet.
Okay. All right. I respect that. I respect that because, again, like I said, we're nowhere near where we're supposed to be calling out who's going to be in the playoffs and who's going to do what to who. So we're still early in the situation. But I just, you know, I call the Bears. We're going to be one of my surprise teams for the season, and they're doing their numbers. Now, Atlanta has got a 6-0, and nobody's respecting it.
They were the same way last year.
They're 6-0, nobody respects
them. Nobody's going to respect them. They never get that respect.
You think so? Atlanta is a beast. No doubt. But they had the same team last year. Look what happened when they went to the playoffs.
Look who they played this year. They're going to be tested Sunday. They're going to be tested now.
Okay.
And last year they were the same way. And look what happened. Scored two points in the playoffs.
But that's what I just got you saying, kid. They're 6-0, and nobody respects them.
Nobody's gonna respect them because some people they ain't gonna respect them. They're waiting to play them. I'm telling you right now, Big gonna have a good game.
I think he's gonna have a good game against them. And my point being is that they probably gonna get exposed. Atlanta's probably gonna get exposed.
And they need to be exposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They need to be exposed. They fall through. Ryan is not all that.
Ryan is, and my point being again, I'm gonna emphasize my point again. Matt Ryan is not the truth.
No.
Matt Ryan is not the truth. He is an example of having weapons around you. He got Roddy White.
Look who the first five teams they played.
They played Denver. They should have beat. They played Denver. Denver should have beat them.
Right.
Yeah, they play NFC West teams. They played the Chargers, they played the Chiefs, they played Denver. They beat all them games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they
now
still don't have no respect.
Like let them play the Packers. Let them play the Bears. Let them play the Giants. Let them play teams like that. Now they're going to get exposed.
I think Atlanta, and that goes back to my original statement. Atlanta 6-0, and nobody respects them. They play the Eagles this week. They play Dallas on Sunday night, and then they play New Orleans. So the next three games for Atlanta is the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Saints. So, I mean, you know, they're going to have to either show and prove. They should come out of those three games and be 9-0, Or they could be 6-3. And then what do we think about Atlanta?
Right. Because so, Matt Ryan is not, he's not even a just the same thing where you, everybody, Ravens fans was raving, you know, people saying, well, Flacco, you know, maybe he could be considered at least. Houston exposed that no huddle defense, that no huddle offense. They exposed it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there and said, look at him. They exposed Baltimore's weakness. It showed all in the Ravens. Suggs came back and had that one sack. That's the only thing he did.
Yeah, that's right.
The only thing he did is that one sack.
But I think Baltimore, you know, they're kind of like their heart is gone. You know what I mean? Ray Lewis is out of there. You know what I mean? And Ladarius Webb is out of there. And you know, like Ed Reed kind of looked, you know, like, you know, Father Time is catching up to him.
He shows his age.
Right. So I mean, they're still up there. You know what I mean? And you know, the proof is in the pudding. They can you know stretch these games out and see what happens, and they might be able to make a little run there, but I don't know. Like you said, that no huddle got exposed, and I don't know, that maybe they have to go back to the drawing board and reconfigure some things. But I don't know what to say about the Ravens. They got a bye week, so this is a week they can sit back and watch everybody else, you know? So
Yeah,
they got a bye this week.
I don't even know why Flacco even considered himself to be an elite quarterback. You know what? Like I said, Ravens fans, you know, they chime back at me because they beat us twice.
Right.
And I went chime back at them. You beat us when it counts. Beat the Steelers when it counts. AFC North titles, y'all have not beat us in the AFC North title. Don't beat us in the regular season. Beat us when it's time to go to the Super Bowl. If anybody that win that AFC North title always go to the Super Bowl, y'all had a chance. The week that we blew the 80-yard back to Denver, the next week, they missed a 32-yard. Y'all supposed to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they missed that. And Lee Evans dropped the pass. Lee Evans should have caught that.
Right.
Lee Evans dropped it. I don't know what to say about that. And then Billy Cundiff missed a 32-yard field goal. So, you know, I mean, you know, things happen, but, you know, not like that.
The year before, we won the AFC title. We went to the Super Bowl. I mean, AFC North title. We went to the Super Bowl against Green Bay. Yeah. AFC North, you supposed to win that title and go to the Super Bowl. They can do it.
Yeah, like I said, like, you know, we talked about from the beginning, man. It's about to get real in the NFL. We're about to get to the halfway point.
Then you got Ron Rivera stating that he got a coach hard to keep his job. That's ridiculous. But
who?
It's true. Ron Rivera.
Well,
Down
the
campus coach, Ron Rivera.
He does. Everybody.
He made that statement today.
So everybody kind of
has. His job is on the line.
Yeah, a lot of people's job is on the line. A lot of people's on the hot seat, man. A lot, you know, because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And as far as, you know, taking care of their business and winning, everybody's all bunched up and, you know, together. And I'm just thinking, like, with disappointments, I'm looking at a team like Kansas City. They're 1-5.
Wow.
You know, and they were supposed to be, you know, they were supposed to be that team that was supposed to be ready to take that next step. Just like Carolina, they're 1-5.
Wow.
You know, so I don't know who's really a big surprise in the league this year. There's no team that said, oh, snap, you know, they're doing their numbers. You know, it was Arizona, but look, they 4-3 now.
See, right, they got exposed.
So that's why I always said to people in the beginning.
They got exposed. They can't get exposed now.
Right. That's why I said at the beginning of the season, you can't count because the team is 2-0. What does that mean? Nobody never won the Super Bowl in September. You know, now those 2-0 teams are like 4-3,
yep.
3-4.
Yep, joining
you know what I'm saying? So
joining my team. They talking about my team. How we starting off like? But look at everybody now. They all got 3 losses too. Welcome to the club.
They're all bunched up together. You bunched up with Miami, Indianapolis, Denver, and San Diego. All 3-3 records.
Right.
All 3-3. You know, and Nobody's separating themselves in the NFC either. You know, Atlanta 6-0. Then you got Chicago 5-1. The Niners are 5-2. The Giants are 5-2. The Vikings are 5-2. You know, and Arizona, Seattle, and Green Bay is 4-3.
Seattle, so everybody, I'm telling you right now, Seattle ain't going nowhere.
You don't like Seattle?
No, I don't. They're not going nowhere. I kind of
think that Seattle is ready.
I kind of
think Seattle is ready. I don't know, ready for what? I have no idea.
Mm.
Are they ready to make the playoffs? Are they ready to win 10 games? Are they ready to, knock off the 49ers? Or I don't know what they're ready for, but they're ready.
They can do whatever. When they play the heart of a defense, a true defense team, they'll get choked up.
No doubt.
They will have to have the 49ers. 49ers was all in hype, just like Harbaugh, like his brother in Baltimore, all in hype, and they got choked up by the Giants.
Mm.
Embarrassing on their home field.
Yeah, the 49ers?
Yes, embarrassing. They got choked
up. That's not
up.
The first time that happened to them either. They got beat by the Vikings on the road, but they slept
right
on the Vikings. And that Giants game, I don't know what. I think that the Giants just showed up ready to play, and the 49ers didn't.
So they too much ego down. He's just like his brother in Baltimore. I don't know. They think that two wins last year against us beat us when it counts. Beat us in the AFC North title. You know, you get high points against us. You had a 21-7 lead against us in the before halftime. And we turn around and beat y'all for the AFC. You know, the look on their face is sus. Yeah. One thing about Pittsburgh, when it counts, they're going to punch Baltimore in the mouth. They have always punched Baltimore in the mouth.
Well, I think
that's
where it goes down over here, my dude.
I'm just sitting here
this
listening.
What's
like,
up?
Oh, damn. That's
I'm feeling this
fired
right now.
I'm like, God damn.
You got Warren Staff. And you got Warren Staff talking about our old age defense. You know, just trapping on the defense. You know, prepping on that defense. And I'm trying to figure out why is Warren like all of that. Then the coach finds out the reason why he's been bashing the Steelers. Foot told the whole story. Joey Porter, Peasy, and what's the name, in a Tampa Bay game, Sam and the other guy who's in jail, like across the other team's 50. So Joey Porter was like, wasn't having it. So him and Gerald, Joey Porter choked Sam up and threw him to the ground. That's the reason why, and if the foot say, if I'm lying, get Corey Porter on the phone and get Sam on the phone. Let's get it straight. Sam ain't saying nothing after that comment.
Well, I got a problem with Warren Sapp anyway, even though he played for my
I
team.
I can't stand him. He's trashing whatever.
I met him in the club one night. He's a little short dude. I met him in the club. I'm like, what up, shorty? He got mad at me. That's my man, though. He got me a Super Bowl ring, so I can't
shorty?
Be too mad at Warren Sapp. Shout out to Warren Sapp, no doubt.
Don't you know, shout out to him.
It was so sorry.
Yeah, he was in the club one night. Oh, they go Warren Sapp. Oh, that's my man. Got me a Super Bowl ring. I'm gonna go over and step to him and say what up. What up, man? Oh, he looked at me. Oh, all right, shorty. I'll talk to you later.
Please.
Ain't that serious? You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. It's going down one more again. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. One is the number to press if you want to get on the conversation. We got the Steelers rocking. We got the Eagles rocking. We got the Giants definitely in the building repping. So, Mike, man, I know you want to get some words of wisdom, some pep speech to your team before they get ready to go into this thing on Sunday, man.
You know how I do it every weekend. So Giants, because that's how it's going down. And I'm going to make sure I mention it. Now, the Dallas just might have a little problem. But that next week, believe me, they going to kill them.
I don't think so.
They going to kill them.
We coming in, like I said, like the Cowboys came in in September the 5th to snatch y'all. We coming in to snatch y'all.
Y'all coming in?
I ain't worried about that game.
Y'all going to come in with y'all heads high?
Y'all
gonna leave with them real low.
Now you ask
anybody, you ask anybody on here, have I ever been wrong about my Giants? Yes.
No.
Dallas, I might give it a little but that following week, they gonna tear them apart. I'm gonna be right here waiting for Kia to walk. Oh well, you know what?
But I'm gonna be right on as the victor. So y'all not gonna you, what you're saying. you're going to do, you're not going to do the Steelers up
okay,
there.
Okay, okay, okay. Remember your words. As long
we,
as it's a win.
We have to beat y'all on your
turf. I don't care
NFL.
Who y'all got, Kia. As long as it's a win. I'm telling you.
Said, I don't
like
care
said,
who
right?
you got.
Just like you said, as long as it's a win. And that's what it's going
to
be, a win.
And that's
win.
How it's going to be. We're going to seek out of that game with a win. Go over to the North Airport, North Liberty, and get on that flight going back to Pittsburgh.
You
what's
watch,
that win?
You watch. I'm going to take that M for mine and turn it to a W and put win on it.
Don't worry about it. They'll be floating in Giant Stadium.
It's gonna be a lot of I have like a week to come up with y'all best lines because next week is.
Ain't
you know,
no best
we'll
line for the Steelers. The best line for the Steelers, we coming in and win. Ain't no best line. For the Steelers. You need no best line.
All right, you gonna see what it is. Because right now you kind of suspect in the game right now, but it's all good.
You
so good. You kind of like treading water right now. You like 3-3.
And she just chatterboxing on.
It's all good.
That's a lot of
Steeler energy.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
That black and yellow. That black and yellow energy right there.
They still in their hearts.
Always the same. I never get on my team. I never worry about my team. I worry about my team in December. If we're not looking good in December, then there's a problem. I don't worry about Steelers not trying to get to December.
Okay.
They'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
They'll get to December.
So, Keith, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite all-time Steelers team?
Probably the 95, but the 95 was a great team,
Is that where y'all went to the Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell?
With Cowboys, yeah, Neil
O'Donnell. And he kept throwing the ball to...
Let me tell you.
He made an MVP out of Larry Brown.
Thank you. He's one of the most haters. I had to meet somebody up at Romanelli's, which is also Tony Siracusa's place.
Right.
Up here in Madison.
Okay.
I went in there and meeting them to go in there. They was like, oh, we just had Romanelli's. I knew what it was and where it was at. I said, okay. So I get in there, and before I close the door and turn around, they got Neil O'Donnell picture up. And if you know what, I'm not eating in here.
You know you want to go eat in there? Why you got a picture of Neil O'Donnell on the wall?
They were like, what? I said, is that Neil O'Donnell picture on the wall? The guy is going.
Why
like,
you got Neil O'Donnell picture on the wall?
I know. I
can't come to South
Caesarea. I saw that picture on the wall. I was too slow when I saw that picture. I said, I would not
pick that picture. I come to South Caesarea. They got a picture of Neil O'Donnell on the wall.
He's from Madison. He's from Madison. He played football at Madison High.
Right.
Father owns a youth farm. I don't care if his father owns a youth farm. I will not eat up in here.
I hear you.
So we had
to leave. I know that Super Bowl had you tight. What is Neil O'Donnell doing?
I could kill. You know what? He's somewhere high because he can't never come back to Pittsburgh.
Is that the game where y'all beat the Colts? Is that the year where y'all beat the Colts in the playoffs? When Harbaugh threw that bomb at the end of the game? I think that was like the last playoff game at Three Rivers.
I think that was the last game.
Is it 95? I think 95?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my memory serves me right. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's when y'all had Neil O'Donnell and y'all had... y'all had Jerome, right? Jerome Bettis, right?
Yeah, Greg Lloyd. No, we didn't have Jerome.
Greg Lloyd. Yeah, that's
have,
right.
We didn't have Jerome. Wasn't
y'all
there.
Y'all didn't have
Jerome? No, we had Greg Lloyd. We had Woodson.
Yep, y'all had Rod Woodson.
And you know, I don't like him. I don't care. I don't care about Woodson went to the enemy. Woodson would never be a Steeler. Anybody get mad at me because I would never declare Woodson a Steeler. Woodson is not a Steeler. You don't go play for the enemy and get your Super Bowl ring. I don't think so. You're not a Steeler. They didn't want to be a Steeler coming out of the Super Bowl. Ravens ring.
That made you highly upset, huh?
Huh?
I said that made you highly upset, huh?
He got his Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sure did.
That don't work in my book. Uh-uh.
He can't never come to Pittsburgh no more.
Neil O'Donnell?
Yeah, Neil O'Donnell or Rod Woodson.
Woodson been back. You know,
know Wilson been back. He's been back. I just don't like him. I'm not
Rod Woodson was good for y'all though. He on the all-time, all-time team and all that.
I don't care. You just don't go to the. You just don't go to the other side. That's how I am. He just got a Super Bowl with somebody else, but he got it with the Raiders.
Yeah, that was the year. That was the year when y'all played the Colts. Y'all had Kevin Green.
Yep.
Uh huh.
That was our Super Bowl. That was our fifth. That
yep.
was our Super
Neil
Bowl.
O'Donnell.
And Neil O'Donnell.
Lloyd. Yep.
Prater, you know. He's never been back to Pittsburgh, and when we played them, when he played for the Titans, so you know he played for the Titans, so he, his picture was in a Titans uniform. And I just heard him turn around, and I'm like, is that Neil O'Donnell, the guy behind the rep? He was like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a pastor. I'm not eating it here. Everybody's like, oh, my God, that's Neil O'Donnell. We got to go. Because he just started saying, they was like, oh, God. But we left. I don't care. We ordered or whatever. I'm not eating there.
You're not eating in there.
What means y'all patronize Neil O'Donnell? I don't patronize Neil O'Donnell. I gotta go.
That's serious. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all.
Nope.
But yeah, so you know we gotta go into our thing. It's about that time when we go into our thing. It's 9:40. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna pick 5 games. Right? T, you still with us? We're going to pick 5 games. Mike, you still there? Guess not. Guess it's just me and you, kid.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
Mike,
sir.
I hear you. So we're going to pick 5 games, and you're going to go for yours and pick who you think is going to win. So now, you know, the first game that we got, Kia, it's on you. We got the Washington Redskins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you like? As if we don't know already.
Yes, you already know who I like. I never go against my team. Never pick against them.
All right. Mike, who you like, Redskins and the Steelers?
I'm going with the, you know what? I'm going with the Redskins. I'm going to go with the Redskins. And I you know, just the fact, you know, she's going to lose both weeks. So I'm going with the Redskins.
All right. Who else is with us? T, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, who you got, Redskins or the Steelers?
I'm going with the Steelers.
Go with the
Steelers.
Oh, boy. Okay, so we got Kia. All right, so my pick for this game, I think the RG3, you know, he showed that he can win at home. He showed he can win on the road. It's going to be a tough test for them. I think that the Steelers need it more than the Redskins.
You know what?
I think the Steelers are going to, you know, they're going to hold it down.
Know.
They're going
to
represent. So I'm going
to
take the Steelers.
I don't mean to cut you off, Mayor, but every time y'all go against me, y'all lose. I just want you to know that.
The mighty Mike has spoken. We're going to take, let's see, in a second, Atlanta and Philadelphia. Falcons, Eagles.
Eagles.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I heard Kia with the Eagles.
I
know T got the Eagles. Mike, who you got?
I'm going with no Eagles, man.
Okay, Mike's going with the Falcons.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take the Eagles in that game. I think
okay,
Mike's going to do work.
Okay.
The third game of the day we're going to pick, let's pick the Giants and the Cowboys.
Oh, you know who's going to win. I'm going with my Giants.
Cowboys.
It's a little shaky, but I'm going with the Giants.
I'm going with the
Mike, so you going with the Giants? See, you got
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. See?
Cowboys.
All right, Kid, who you got?
I'm going with the boys.
Oh, watch when I get y'all on this line next week.
I'm going to take the Giants.
Oh, all right, see, there you go.
I'm going to take the Giants. I'm going to see what they're about. I'm going to ride out with them and see if they can keep the streak going on down there in Dallas. Fourth game of the week. Who we got? Miami and the New York Jets.
Miami.
So you said Miami?
Miami and who?
The Jets.
I don't know. I'm going with the Jets.
I'm going with Miami.
Mike, you going with Miami?
Yeah.
Miami at the Jets. So, you know what? I'm going to go give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to take the Jets. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And the last game that we're going to do for the week, the Sunday night game, New Orleans and Denver.
I'm going with the Saints.
Okay.
I'm going to rock out with the Saints.
I ain't going with the Saints. Put me with New Orleans.
He said he
going against
did
everybody.
We record that?
Going.
He said he not going with no Saints. Put him with New Orleans. You got to make up your mind, brother.
New Orleans
is the
Saints.
Fuck that. No,
my brother.
Made you got to
Denver.
Get your own.
Denver.
Okay, I got you. Mike is off the hook. I'm going to take Denver for the simple fact that New Orleans, you know, they garbage on the road. So we picked our little five games for the week. We got the Steelers and the Redskins. We got the Falcons and the Eagles. We got the Giants and the Cowboys. We got Miami and the Jets. And we got New Orleans and Denver. All right?
Y'all all laughing at me, right? But watch.
But you be saying some classic stuff, man. You can't. So the record button.
Because
you got to catch
strictly,
this stuff. It's classic.
I'm strictly for the Giants. So I'm just betting going with the teams, you know, but I am strictly a Giants fan. But
okay.
y'all laughing? You see
yes,
my
sir.
Name is going to win. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. So when I come back on here next week, y'all be like, oh, boy, here come Mike.
we kind of look forward to it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because right now you're on point right now. You doing your numbers. The Giants is making you look like a expert right now. You know what I'm saying? You pick the Giants, you ride out with them. Can't be mad at that. You gonna be coaching them in a minute?
I'll coach them in a minute.
Somebody get Mike an aspirin. He think he bumped his head. Somebody get him some Tylenol or something. I think
he bumped his head.
Y'all see me down and I have a sign. I told you, GQ. Polish, I'll be here.
That's what it is, man. We bug it out here on the Tuesday night, man. It's a Tuesday night thing going on. You got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Dallas Sports. You know what I mean? Check us out, man. You know, Tuesday nights it goes down from 8 to 10. 646-800-3838 is the number. 646-200-3838 is the number. I got to get my World Series pick. I didn't get my World Series pick. The Tigers and the Giants, man. It's going to be a good World Series. Pitching against pitching. Right now, top of my head, I'm taking the Giants in six. I know a lot of people ride down with the Tigers, but I'm going to take the San Francisco Giants, and I'm writing it down right now, San Francisco in six games, the World Series. Don't want to talk about my Yankees because that's not going to do nothing but make me mad. We got about 15 good minutes left. Going to talk about some little Knicks basketball. They played the other night and they got beat the other night. But I'm not really putting too much into that. You know what I mean? It's the preseason. It goes down next Thursday. It goes down. You know what I mean? Try to be in the building. The Knicks and the Nets or whatever. But Amari Stoudemire is out. He got a little cyst behind his knee. And, you know, once again, we got to go into a season without this guy. And, you know, I don't know what to say about Amari Stoudemire, man. I can't really
call it. It's too much going on with him, man.
Yeah,
it's too much going on with him.
Yeah. He's never on the
knees
court.
It's too much going on with him.
He's breaking down.
Yeah, he really is. He's like
that's
Patrick Ewing doing
right
back
there.
In the day. When it's your time, man.
Right.
And I think it's about his
And if it's time for him to come up out of there, then, you know, hey, do it before you break yourself all the way down.
I think he just wants Carmelo to take over. That's what I really believe.
I hope Melo can take over, but I hope he takes over in the right way, man. He's saying the right things about how he's going to be a better teammate and he's not going to try to score 30 or 40 points or whatever. But, you know, they're going to put him down in the power forward position now. It's going to take away shots now. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be really important for the point guards, Jason Kidd and Raymond Felton and them to really, do their numbers and be floor generals. Instead of, looking for their shot, they have to be floor generals. And then the big guys that's down in the paint or whatever. Now Camby and Rasheed Wallace, who practiced today, they're going to have to really, really do some numbers now, because they have to make up for that, the numbers that we're going to miss with Amari Stoudemire. And I just think that maybe, at this point, what are we going to do? Are we just going to really ride out without Amari, or are we going to hope that he comes back and he's going to be right?
But I think it's going to take some. It's going to be hard, but I think as long as Melo keeps his head and keeps that team focused and everything, I believe they could do it. That's why I got a lot of faith in them this year. I got a lot of faith in them this year.
Wait a minute. Are y'all all Knicks fans?
I'm a Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a New York fan all around the board.
Why are we talking about the Knicks all the time?
What do you want to talk about? They got a team in Pittsburgh?
I'm like, are we talking about the Knicks? Is the Knicks the only thing we
want
to talk about?
Yeah, we want to talk what you want to. What's your basketball team? We're talking basketball right now.
And yes, we're 0-6 in the preseason.
And she said she's a who? A Lakers fan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, you know I am.
Okay, as a Lakers fan, what do you think about Dwight Howard?
You know what? I wasn't big on Howard coming. I wasn't big on Howard. Everybody's like, are you kidding me? Y'all getting Howard. I don't care about getting Howard.
Right.
I'm big on making the adjustments, getting what they need to get around Kobe, and let's get the sixth ring, let's get the 17th.
You know what's going to be bad with that? Because Kobe likes to control the team. Dwight Howard ain't going to go for that for too long. That was the problem with him and Shaq.
Dwight Howard ain't going to have no choice. That's Kobe's team.
That won't happen because you know what?
People say it's Kobe's team, but Dwight Howard is also a leader. You understand?
Dwight Howard is a leader? Are you serious?
Yes, I really believe he is.
He cried and pouted and made a whole bunch of noise. He got out of Orlando. They had a nice situation now.
That's something different when you're trying to. I guarantee you, mark my words, him and Kobe's going to get into it. Mark my words. Watch what
you
I tell you.
My thing is, they can get into whatever they can get in, as long as we win a title. I can get less.
That's what's going to break this team up. Watch this. That's what's going to break them down. I guarantee
could,
you, that's what's going to break them down.
They could be fighting. They could be clawing.
Is this going to be...
Kobe's a good player, but Kobe is greedy. He likes to take...
he's not greedy. You know what? Y'all mistake that for greed. That's fine.
It's the difference between being a lead team player and just being all about yourself. That's what Kobe Bryant is all about, himself.
I think y'all get a little confused when everybody think Kobe is arrogant or whatever. Y'all confuse that with confidence. Kobe likes to win. He's all about winning. If you ain't on
Kobe,
that winning,
you don't
know
nothing about
that,
winning.
You know what? You got to get to know the Kobe system. You don't know the Kobe system, right? Okay,
I know the Kobe system. Kobe's greedy. That's the system. Okay, I know the Kobe system. Kobe's greedy. Kobe's all about
himself. Kobe's not greedy.
So now I didn't hear nobody say nothing about Paul Gasol, Steve Nash, Metal World Peace. I mean, they, all of that got to come together for the Lakers to do their numbers. Are they going to win 60 games? I don't know.
They're going to win 60 games. They made the adjustment on the offseason. They found somebody who could clog that middle up. You're not going to come in on the white.
That's right.
And
that's
they
right.
make noise.
That's right.
They clogged the middle up. They made
that's
the adjustment.
Right.
And I think that once Kobe saw the adjustment, he's fine with it. As a Laker fan, I'm happy. That middle is clogged now.
Basically, it's kind of like you said, you know, nobody's going to bring that ball into the paint against Dwight Howard. We got that shut down. That's shut down. So your perimeter defense is going
to
be a little. But what about their transition offense? When they get a rebound and they're ready to push the ball up the court, you got Steve Nash pushing the ball up the court. Are they going to be everybody going to be in their right spots where they need to be at? Because that offense is kind of complicated. The offense that they run out in LA is kind of complicated. So.
They're
going to run the fast break offense. They're going to run up
and
down the court.
That's why they got that, what's his name, who came over to help coach the team. That's what he did to make sure that would happen.
That's for who? I missed that.
The coach, what's his name that came over from, that ran the Princeton offense, ran the, what's his name, offense. That's what he came over here to do. They better do something about that.
Well, I just think that, you know, the Lakers, you know, like you said, they're working the kinks out. You know, they definitely working the kinks out. And they want their first win of the season to be a real win. I'm not mad at that. You know what I mean?
And we got Dallas.
Yeah, you got to win. You know, they want their first win to be a real, you know, to be a real win. They didn't want to win no practice games. They want to win real games. I ain't mad at them. But I just think that the Lakers, you know, for them to, you know, make some noise, they're going to have to really, you know, come together real quick. And what I mean by real quick, I mean, you can't, you know, You know, you can't be having no 4 or 5 game loser streaks, and well, we're still getting the offense together, we're still learning each other, things of that nature. It's not, that can't happen.
What
makes
you think that we're
going to
have 4 or 5
streaks in the
loss of Nick?
Well, you got a 6-game
losing
streak already.
Wait, this is crazy. You got what? Don't even go there.
You got a
6-game
losing streak already. So I'm just saying, but you know, it's just me.
We didn't even play a full speed yet.
I know.
Don't even go
there. Uh-huh. But you could have won at least one game.
I'm not worried about at least one game. I'm worried about this going to happen in the regular season.
If you can't win a preseason game, you better worry about what's going to happen in the regular season.
That's real talk. Dwight didn't play. Everybody didn't play at the same time.
Listen, Dwight Howard, I'm telling you, get your hopes up. And things of that nature, Dwight Howard is going to so Dwight Howard's going to average, what, 20 or 15? Hello?
You said boys or points. He's going to average what?
He's going to average what, 20 and 15, 20 points, 15 rebounds a night?
He averaged more than 15 rebounds a night. Come on, you got to give him that much credit.
I got to see him get on the court first.
He had
19 and 12 the other night, and the Lakers lost.
It's okay.
But it's all good. It's all good, man. You know? The real season's going to start, you know what I mean, real soon right here, and we're going to see what
October
it is. It's going down. So what's your basketball team, T?
I don't really have.
You don't have a basketball team?
No.
Get on that Knicks bandwagon. I don't know what's going on with
the
Sixers.
No, I'm
Sixers.
Not
going
to get on nobody's wagon.
Andrew Bynum is starting to look real suspect.
He had to get those injections
in his knees. He had to play yet. So now they're starting to worry out there in Philly about Andrew Bynum. But yeah, so we're down here. We're about to close it out, man. Anybody got, you know, how we do about this time? Anybody say their last little piece before we get out of here for the week? T, I'm going to let you start it off. You got lady things you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to say tune in tomorrow to Love Fantasy.
Yeah, no doubt. Shameless plug. I ain't mad at that.
Definitely Friday. To the Love and Entertainment.
I'm telling you.
Sunday, Monday, we got it all.
No doubt. It's in the building. GQ Palace is in the building. And Mike, you got something to say before we get out of here, my dude?
You know my joint. Go Giants.
That's what it is. Go Giants. Kia, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
All I'm going to say, my dream is going to come true. I dream that New Orleans is blazing black and yellow. Pittsburgh will be RG3 on Sunday, and then we will take care of those D-bums on the following week.
Yeah, okay.
Coming from a true blue Steeler Nation diehard right there in the building. You heard it first on GQ Palace. So, yeah, man, we had a good show tonight. I want to thank everybody that called in, Kia, no doubt, T. She's setting it off, and good luck with your show, man, starting off tomorrow
night.
I'm definitely going to, you know, call up and get it on and popping. My man,
you
Mike.
You got a show coming?
Yeah, she's doing her thing tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Going
Love
down,
fantasy.
Man. You didn't hear that shameless plug she just put up there? It's going down, man.
No, okay. I got a little
same number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going down. So we had a nice show. Thanks to Trisha from North Carolina. You know what I mean? The Patriots fan in the building, you know, shouting out to the New Patriots. But yeah, so again, like you said at the beginning of the show, I wanted to shout out the WNBA champs, Indiana Fever, man. Tamika Catchings got the MVP. They beat the Minnesota Lynx. And next week, I want to get into a little something about the situation out there in Minnesota. I don't know if y'all heard, but they had a basketball player, she's gay, and they were setting down some legislation out there in Minnesota, and she's getting ready to get married in June, and so that whole situation is against that. You know what I mean? And I think that might have had something to do that could affect, because all of a sudden she just shut down. Her name is Simone Augustus, and she plays for the Minnesota Lynx. And they have in regards to the gay rights and the gay marriage and things of that nature out there in Minnesota, they voted it down. Wow. You know, and she didn't like that. She spoke out against that, and we might touch on that a little bit next week. But you got the mayor in the building, GQ Palace Sports, man. Thanks for riding out with me, man, Tuesday night, how we do. Everybody stay safe, man. Rock out. Do what you do, and get back at us here next week, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, GQ Palace Sports. This is the mayor, and I'm out. We'll talk to y'all next week. One.
All right.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue!